I made my New Year's resolution.
We're continuing to ring in the new year with resolutions for other people. Now to the world of entertainment. We're joined by actor and comedian Aisha Tyler. You may know her from roles on The Ghost Whisperer, Friends, or CSI. She's currently the voice of super spy Lana Kane on the animated TV series Archer. And welcome.
Thank you so much.
Let's start with music. It was a very big year for Beyonce and Lady Gaga. They ruled the charts. Taylor Swift really came into her own. She sold 1 million copies of her album Speak Now in its debut week. What are your resolutions for her looking ahead to 2011?
Well, I have two resolutions. It's always nice to have a resolution that focuses on improving your life, but I would love for her to get a little bit more edge. I mean, I like it that she's got this very ladylike image, but it would be nice to see a little bit more of her edge come out. I love graciousness. She was so gracious during the Kanye West controversy, but wouldn't it be nice for her to just, I don't know, get in a Twitter war with someone, you know, or just deck some kind of obnoxious fan in a bar. Just a little bit of a bite. It's time to get in a bar fight, Taylor. Come on. We know you got it in you. She's tough as nails. And it would just be nice for her to come into her own as a fully formed woman. You can't be peaches and cream all the time, Taylor.
Two A-list movie stars didn't have such a good 2010. Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston had a few box office flops. What should they do to get back on track?
Well, obviously, getting into some kind of a pitched public battle about relationships is not going to change anything.
It's been tried.
It's already been tried. It's already failed. But, you know, for both, I mean, obviously, Angelina is rich as God and has 1 million babies. She doesn't really need to do anything. I think just maybe resolve to be a little bit more awesome. Save more babies, give more money to charity, walk on water. Maybe her resolution should be to walk on water this year. I think if she worked hard enough at it, because she is thin enough, the right amount of surface tension, the right meniscus around the edges of a surface of water, and Angelina could walk on it. And as for Jennifer, she's a lovely person inside and out, and she should go do some really awesome art house films, something like A Blue Valentine. Go for it.
All right, moving on to TV. American Idol returns later this month. It will have two new judges, Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez. Simon Cowell is gone.
Mm.
Any resolutions for the newbies on the block?
Is that show still on? Wow. I would like them to be nice. I would like their resolution to be kind. And I'd like a few more hugs. I'd like the kids to get hugged a little more.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Let's be nice to these poor kids. They're going to have to go back to working at the Tasty Freeze anyway. So let's hug them, you know, because that American Idol reign is shorter every year. Remember in the good old days where those people were famous for a good 18 months? Now it's like 3 weeks. And then you pull through the drive-thru and like, hey, weren't you third runner-up on American Idol? And they're singing, would you like fries with that shake? So let's just be kinder. I'd like a kinder, gentler American Idol this season.
Finally, we have the highest paid actor on TV, Charlie Sheen of 2.5 Men. He makes over $1 million an episode. But as readers of the gossip pages know, he's had a troubled personal life. Resolutions for Charlie Sheen.
What are my resolutions for Charlie Sheen? I'm going to make a resolution for myself, which is that I'm going to go out and trash a hotel room immediately. Apparently, that really pays off. I'm always the one who saves the soap bar and tries to recycle and hangs up her towels. And from now on, it's going to be nothing but broken lamps and shards of crystal in every hotel room that I stay in, because apparently that gets you $1 million an episode.
Aisha Tyler is the voice of Lana Kane on the animated series Archer. The second season of Archer begins January 27th on FX. Aisha, this was fun. Thank you.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Everybody, save yourselves from disappointment. Don't make resolutions. You'll only disappoint yourself.